This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And we have the opportunity to talk with a good friend of ours, Darren Deneve from Carlinville High School. Darren is not only the athletic director, but also a math teacher. We all often have him on talking about Pi Day on March the 14th. But today we're going to catch up with Darren and talk about the WYSE, that is the World Youth Science and Engineering Competition, which Carlinville is a part of the competition, a statewide competition. And Darren, a second place finish just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it was very exciting. We went to Champaign for the state contest. The statewide contest consists of, in a way, like athletics. There's a regional and a sectional, and then the state competition. And so we were at Champaign on Wednesday, and then we were able to finish second place as a team. It was very exciting.
I guess a lot of people don't really know what WYSE is, so can you give us a general overview of what it is?
Sure. It's an academic competition. As the acronym kind of indicates, you know, there's a science and engineering is the focus. However, there's what it amounts to is there's seven subject areas that kids can take tests in. They're English, biology, chemistry, mathematics, physics, computer science, and engineering graphics. And each member of the team competes in two of those seven areas. And then, as you can imagine, you know, depending on how many right answers we get, you know, that's how our team score is calculated. And so we have a pretty well-balanced team this year, which is, I think, what really allowed us to do well on the team level.
Not only did you finish second place this year, but a few years ago, Carlinville High School won the state championship in this competition.
Yes, that's before my time here, but we did. There's a banner up in our gym, and I meant to look at what year it was before you called me today, but I think it was maybe 15, 20 years ago. And really, we've done well in this competition as a school several years. In fact, last year we were I think, either third or fourth. We were in the top five as well. So.
Darren, before we go any further, could you mention the kids that are involved in this WYSE competition and members of the team at Carlinville?
Sure. We take 14 kids to the state contest. The 14 that we took Wednesday were Carly Ambule, Ava Armour, Tyler Beam, Ryan Bowman, Andrew Deneve, Seth Evans, Amanda Healy, Grace Hewlin, Jack Kufa, Lucas Mefford, Megan Pasilacqua, Emily Smith, Robert Wiggins, and Megan Woods. And we've had more kids than that. You know, at the various levels, they let us take a few more at the regional than we do at the varsity. And if I could find some of those names, I'll get them to you here. Zeke Gray, Emma Griffith, Grayson Armour, Natalie Kaganich, Samantha Park, Maggie Ratcliffe, Rachel Struby, Daisy Velasquez, and Taylor Wills. So they've all been students who have competed for us and done well.
And Darren, in the past, we've also talked to you about the math team, which you are the part of, and of course the Scholar Bowl, the Scholastic Bowl competition sponsored mm-hmm. by the IHSA. How does this compare to those two types of competition?
Well, it's a lot of the same kids, for sure. In the math team, that one's sponsored by the Illinois Council of Teachers of Mathematics. There's a regional contest that we attend, and then if you do well in the regional, you advance directly to state. And for us, that'll be on May 6th. I think I have that date right. It's wherever that Saturday is. And that's also in Champaign, and so we're looking forward to that. We have some people that I think are going to do reasonably well. And then and so in the math team there's some written tests, but there's also some partner competitions and some team competitions, like group work kind of thing. There's even an oral presentation where people will get up and solve some math problems in front of some math professors, which is a daunting experience.
Sounds scary, man. Holy mackerel.
And then Scholastic Bowl is I think there's a lot of people who are more familiar with that. That's more of a quiz bowl kind of thing, you know. There's a panel of five kids from each each team, and they ask questions and over a variety of topics, whether it's academic or even trivia. And then they, you know, whoever gets the question fastest is obviously this team that does the best. And then this past year, I know Carlinville, I'm not directly involved with Scholastic Bowl, but Carlinville did win the regional. Our coaches are Charlie Taylor and Elizabeth Furness, and Southwestern has always done well at Scholastic Bowl lately, and Litchfield as well. And so there's some good schools in our area that have done well in these academic competitions.
We're talking with Darren Deneve from Carlinville High School, and in particular we're talking about the WYSC competition, which was held just a couple of days ago in Champaign. And a couple of your students did very well and finished in the top five?
Yeah. Tyler Beam finished in fifth place in engineering graphics, and in fourth place in computer science. And then Andrew Deneve, who I know a little bit, he finished in third place in the computer science competition. The way they do the standings is interesting. You might appreciate this. For the teams, the division is between 300 and 700 enrollment, but they divide them up into boundaried schools and non-boundaried schools. And so essentially for the team trophies, you're competing against other schools just like yourselves, just public schools generally like yourselves. On the individual level, they kind of lump those non-boundaried students and boundaried students together.
Interesting. That's interesting. Something that we've talked about on the sports show with athletic competition from time to time.
Absolutely. So, that conversation never seems to end.
It never does. Darren, how do these students prepare for this sort of competition? What do you do prior to the competition? Is this something that goes on all year round?
It's nearly the entire school year. We have coaches for every subject. Lisa Kelly is involved as our English coach. Charlie Taylor is involved at the physics and computer science and chemistry exams. I'm involved with the math exam. Jason Crowell is involved for biology. And then some various folks, including Chad Easterday, help out with the engineering graphics exam. And generally speaking, we use old competition questions, and we meet at lunch with the kids and just sort of go over some things and get used to the speed of the competition and also the types of questions. And so it's something that the kids put a lot of time into and you know, take a lot of pride in the fact that we've done well.
Well, not only did the Carlinville football team finish second in the state, the WYSE team finished second in the state, so you have bookends for the for the school year this year, don't you?
Ryan Bowman is on our WYSE team, and he was our starting center for the football team, and as we were leaving Champaign on Wednesday, he said something kind of funny about that. Well, I've gotten second in Champaign and state both things this year, at the beginning of the season and at the end. So that was pretty neat of him to just sort of recognize that, you know, he was part of both squads that did very well.
And Darren, with these kids that are competing in this competition, is there a different kind of camaraderie than there is with the athletes, or is it similar?
I suppose there's similarities and differences. It's not, you know, a real rah-rah kind of adventure, as maybe athletics are sometimes. But, you know, when your name is called, you know, and to go up to the podium to receive your award, you know, certainly there's a pretty high level of excitement for the whole team, and knowing that everybody kind of, you know, work together towards a common goal and that sort of thing. And so that's not unlike athletics at all.
Still pretty darn special, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's not something that I stop and give the kids a big pep talk right after the bus ride. But, I just tell them if you're choosing between the right answer and the wrong answer, you may as well, you know, pick the right answer. But that's about all I can tell them.
It all boils down to a binary thing, yes or no.
Absolutely.
Right or wrong. There you go.
Absolutely.
So that's right down the line of math, which is your neck of the woods there. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, Darren, always good to talk to you. Congratulations on the WYSC team finishing second, and good luck. Well, what's the next competition coming up in May again?
We have the math team state competition on May 6th. So okay. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Oh, Darren Deneve, Carlinville High School. Darren, good luck in the math competition, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.